News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Talk Breakfast, 5 years since the start of the government's Smile agus Sláinte oral health policy. Public dental services remain in a state of decay, according to the Irish Dental Association. They've launched a position paper on trying to solve the crisis in getting access to dental care. Eamon Croke is president of the IDA. Good morning to you, Eamon.
Good morning.
I think anyone who's a parent will know this, that you know you're not getting the checkups when you're supposed to get them, and you have to resort to private care when you've got children who need timely intervention. How come it hasn't gotten any better?
That's a very good question, because I know in the last 10 years we have sought up to 15 meetings with the department and the minister in an effort to move this ahead. This crisis has been building slowly but very, very definitely over the last 10 years. The figures released today on the people on the waiting list for surgery, 3,500 of them are children, and I know you're talking about children, or people with special care needs. So in many ways, and also the failure of the medical card system, it's the most vulnerable people in society, the people who perhaps are not in a position to pay for it, or even if they were, the facilities aren't there. So the position paper that we've launched this morning towards a sustainable oral healthcare service is an attempt to move ahead the National Oral Health Policy, which was published in April 2019, and of which there has been little or no action. So it really, I mean, if you want to finger point, the blame goes back to the Department of Health, in the sense that they have this National Oral Health Policy. It has lots of failings. Most obvious of them is there's been no consultation with any of the stakeholders, or at least meaningful consultation.
Can I ask a question? How much of it is down to the fact, Eamon, that dentists don't want to work in the public system?
That's not true. We wouldn't be, on behalf of our members, we wouldn't be approaching the minister to try and solve these problems if we didn't want to work there. There was a survey in 2021, and 90% of the respondents supported a medical card system and supported efforts to deal with the most vulnerable people. We have constantly championed the need for the school's service and to reinvigorate and reinvest in our public oral health system.
If you're up for it, why is it not happening?
You'd have to ask the Department of Health, and I'm not being facetious when I say that, because we keep writing to them. We will go back in now and we will present this paper to them. And this paper is based on the World Health Organization's universal global health strategy. The government have signed up to that. And we have used this very much as the basis, so that when we go in, people can't say, oh, you're coming from left field on this. This is actually based solidly on the WHO requirements.
All right. I'm just going to give you one anecdotal bit of evidence that I heard recently from a parent, was that they went to a public facility to have their child seen. Said it was like a ghost town inside there, that there were loads of people working there, but there was no one queuing. There was no one available. Like, I don't know whether it was particularly well managed from a time perspective, or whether we're not putting enough efforts into getting people to actually attend these clinics, because the fear is there that we don't want them overwhelmed. I mean, it just seems like the whole thing is broken.
I think that's true. I think the whole thing is broken. The case that you mentioned, I'm not quite sure. It could have been a moment in time.
They were there three times and they said it was quiet every time they were there.
Yeah, I can't speak. I don't know the centre and I can't speak to the situation. Clearly, they're open for business. That's what I would say. I mean, your friend was able to go in and get their child treated. So it's open for business. So why the facilities aren't being used. I do know that the public health system is understaffed, about a 25% decrease in staff.
Okay.
Since the last 2016, so they are stretched.
That is a problem. Yeah, that is a problem. Maybe there might have been enough staff there, but not enough dentists. We just don't know. We leave it there for now. Yeah. Thanks very much for joining us, Eamon Croke there of the Irish Dental Association. What's been your experience if you have used those public facilities of late? 53106 if you want to text us, 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.